Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Deuteronomy chapter 27. We're leading into what I think is an incredibly important chapter, and that is chapter 28, which is the chapter of blessings and curses. However, this chapter begins to preview what we will be talking about in chapter 28. Recall that Israel is on this side of the Jordan River in the desert. They're about to enter the promised land, and Moses is giving them God's instructions on what he wants them to do when he gets there. And there's going to be an important ceremony that's going to take place that he wants them to do when they get to the promised land to commit to following his ways. And this foretells of that ceremony that he wants them to do when they cross the river. So verse 1, then Moses and the elders of Israel charged the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you today. So it shall be on the day when you cross the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God gives you, that you shall set up for yourself large stones and coat them with lime and write on them all the words of this law when you cross over, so that you may enter the land which the Lord your God gives you, a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you. So it shall be when you cross the Jordan, you shall set up on Mount Ebal these stones, as I am commanding you today, and you shall coat them with lime. Moreover, you shall build there an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. You shall not wield an iron tool on them. You shall build the altar of the Lord your God of uncut stones, and you shall offer on it burnt offerings to the Lord your God, and you shall sacrifice peace offerings and eat there and rejoice before the Lord your God. You shall write on the stones all the words of this law very distinctly. So there was going to be a ceremony when they entered the promised land or crossed over the river on Mount Ebal there, and they were going to set up these stones, and it was going to be a place of remembrance, and an altar would be there, and they would essentially renew the covenant that God had made through Moses, where they said, yes, we agree, we're gonna follow all of God, what you commanded when we get into the promised land, and you're supposed to take these stones and coat them, so that then you can write on, and then you'll see the writing easier on the stones. You'll be able to read it carefully. And I want you to write this law and place these stones there and have there be an altar there and have there be a ceremony. And now you can turn back and remember what you agreed to, because it's going to be written on these stones. And God desired greatly that they would honor him. And you know what? The same is true today. Although we live in a new covenant and we now need to understand what God has asked of us in that new covenant, when we rightly divide the word of God and take a look at what the new covenant has to say through Jesus Christ, we are to honor and obey what God has said. He wants us to adhere to his great and grand instruction and to obey him. And there's blessing in that, and there's cursing in not. Now, we'll get into a more important understanding about the blessing and cursing of the law in the next chapter. But nonetheless, God desires our obedience, and it's good for us that it may go well with us. Just like he said back here, it'll go better for us when we obey God's teaching. You know, sin has consequences, and he's trying to prevent us from going in a direction that's going to lead us to sin and falling away and consequences, and he wants us to live to honor him. It's very clear that's what this book has largely been about, the book of Deuteronomy. All right, verse 9. Then Moses and the Levitical priests spoke to all Israel, saying, be silent and listen, O Israel. This day you have become a people for the Lord your God. You shall therefore obey the Lord your God and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today. Moses also charged the people on that day, saying, when you cross the Jordan, these shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people. There was going to be like a ceremony of blessing and a ceremony of cursing, and it was for all, but he was going to have half the tribes on one mount and half the tribes on another mount, and they were to speak of these blessings and these cursings to remind them of what was a life that would be blessed and what was a life that fell short of the glory of God and was under a curse for disobedience. And so he sets people up on Mount Gerizim to bless the people, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. So they go up on one mountain. For the curse, these shall stand on Mount Ebal, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. The Levites shall then answer and say to all the men of Israel with a loud voice. And here's where, in this ceremony, he's going to list some things that would receive cursing. He's going to list some things that he does not want us to do. And let's hear them out. Cursed is the man who makes an idol or a molten image, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say amen. So when they're going to have this ceremony, this is a future ceremony that he's asking them to do. He wants them to repeat these words. Listen, if there's any money among Israel who makes a false image of a false god, and he does it in secret, that man is cursed. And then he wants everyone in the future at this ceremony to say, and all the people shall answer and say, amen. He wants them to know and to have it be clear to them and to their children. Listen, don't worship anything false. Don't worship false gods. Don't make false images. And they've done it before. And sadly, they will do it again. And it dishonors God to worship anything but other than him and his son, Jesus Christ alone. All right, cursed is he who dishonors his father or mother, and all the people shall say amen. And man, I wish more and more children, and I guess we're the children of our parents as well, but God desires that children would honor their father and mother. That's all throughout the scriptures. Cursed is he who moves his neighbor's boundary mark. Those are important, you know, and even today there's boundary marks for surveying of land, and those are not to be moved. And all the people shall say amen. Cursed is he who misleads a blind person on the road, and all the people shall say amen. You know, he wants his people to be of good character, and what a foolish and evil thing that would be to intentionally lead a blind man in the wrong direction. I think that says a lot. You know, I mean, obviously it's listing something specific here about leading a blind man, but I think when you see that God wants us to treat others honorably in that regard, I think he wants us to treat people honorably in other regards as well. We can begin to see the character of how God wants us to operate. Verse 19, cursed is he who distorts the justice due to an alien, orphan, and widow, and all the people shall say amen. Listen, we're supposed to give fair justice, and especially for an alien, orphan, and widow, but we should always be just. Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife because he has uncovered his father's skirt, and all the people shall say amen. And obviously something not to be done. Cursed is he who lies with any animal, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed is he who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father or his mother, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed is he who strikes his neighbor in secret, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed is he who accepts a bribe to strike down an innocent person. God cares about justice, and he does not want us to neglect the poor or the innocent. And all the people shall say amen. And cursed is he who does not confirm the words of this law by doing them. And all the people shall say amen. You know, God is clearly letting them know, listen, there's a curse for disobeying God in these ways. And I don't know how that sounds to you, but I want to give you a perspective. God doesn't mess around. And God is not wishy-washy. It's kind of like, you know, when you have a child and you say, listen, you have to be careful when you're crossing the road. You've got to look both ways or you could get hit by a car. And it's like, oh, I could get hit by a car. I could die, right? Well, sometimes you say things directly, strongly, clearly, because you want people to know so that they don't do what's wrong. And that's the way God is. He tells us specifically this, listen, you're going to be cursed for this kind of a thing. Don't do it. I don't want you to be cursed. I want you to be blessed. And he's going to speak of the blessings and the curses in the next chapter. And I look forward to teaching on chapter 28. But God says it the way he says it. You know, if it's kind of like if you say, listen, if you believe in Jesus, you're not condemned. But if you don't believe, you stand condemned already because you have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. And, you know, that's John 3:18. A lot of people know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And that's good news, hallelujah, that we've been forgiven of our sin through faith in Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe stands condemned already. God just makes it really clear. Listen, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God, and we'd all be under condemnation, which means we'd be on our way to hell. We would not be forgiven of our sin. And if we died in that condition, not having faith in Jesus, we're on a path to hell. That's where we're going to end up. But whoever believes is not condemned, hallelujah, because they've been forgiven by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. My point is, you know, in what is it, John 5:24, it says, he who believes in Jesus has crossed from death to life. Meaning, if you haven't believed in Jesus, you're already in death. You're already separated from God. You have to cross from death to life by believing in God's one and only Son. And then you cross over and you leave condemnation and you enter salvation through faith in Jesus. But listen, we've got to make it clear. We got to make it clear. You got to believe in Jesus. That's how you get forgiven of your sin. There's no other way. There's no other God. There's no other means to heaven. You've got to trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's the only sacrifice that works today. My point is that's the kind of stuff that God does, is he speaks it clear so that there's nothing hidden, so that we know that we need what we need to do and what we not need to do. And I thank God for making his word clear so we can know what's good and right and what's not, and ultimately so we can accept Jesus Christ and know that we need him. And praise God, he sent him, he revealed him, and he rose him from the dead. Hallelujah. So thank you for listening. God bless you all, and I look forward to a healthy teaching on the blessings and cursings of the old covenant when we get to chapter 28. God bless you all.